Surrey school trustees are considering an option that would see the district's three traditional schools become three regular elementary schools instead due to overcrowding across the district. At the regular October school board meeting Wednesday night, trustees approved a motion for staff to report back on the potential for converting three traditional schools into regular elementary ones. Across the district, there is a shortage of 6,500 seats for students, said Jacob Saul, the assistant superintendent for the city center area. Unfortunately, provincial funding and construction timelines are not keeping up, Saul added. Saul and district staff Doug Mary and Raj Puri gave a presentation to trustees looking at the district's three traditional schools, Surrey Traditional, Cloverdale Traditional and McLeod Road Traditional. Traditional schools have a larger emphasis on educational achievement and literacy, with regular skills assessments and a dress code, usually in the form of uniforms. Trustees were informed on how enrollment looks at area schools in these city centers, which are nearly all over capacity and projected to grow even more. What that means is more housing, more development, and ultimately, more students, Mary said. According to school district numbers, there are 646 more seats needed in Central Surrey by 2033, 311 needed in Cloverdale and 419 needed in South Newton. By converting these K-7 traditional schools into regular elementaries, enrollment pressure at neighborhood schools would be combated, the presentation noted. So far this school year, Bayridge Elementary, Rosemary Heights Elementary and Sullivan Heights Secondary have all closed enrollment to in-catchment students. The families in these neighborhoods are being redirected to other school sites. The three traditional schools sit on parcels of land that are larger than what is being used for the development of new school sites in Surrey. For example, a new elementary school under construction, Snoqualmie, is being built on 4.75 acres. Future school sites will likely be that size or smaller, Mary explained. However, Surrey Traditional is on 8.8 acres, Cloverdale is on 6.6 acres, and McLeod Road is on 6.9 acres, with the presenters noting that the lands the district has needs to be utilized as much as possible. The motion before the board, which was approved unanimously, is for staff to conduct public consultations on converting the traditional schools into regular catchment elementaries and then provide the board with a report on the implications of the change in December. A public consultation forum will be held on November 6 at 6:30 p.m. at the district's Resource Education Center, at 14123 92 Avenue in Room 304. There is also an online survey currently running to gather feedback, as well as parents and guardians able to email their feedback to consultations@surreyschools.ca. If the board decides to convert the traditional schools, existing students will remain at their current schools. I think the 1,400 shortfall between those three schools is modest. It's going to be more as we see the growth, especially with the housing changes, trustee and board co-chair Gary Timischuk said. We have to look at every idea that is before us as options that will be able to accommodate the students that will be moving into our city.